This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. An Idaho Springs police officer faces assault charges after tasing and kicking 75-year-old Michael Clark in late May. The encounter followed a 911 call from Clark's neighbor, who claimed he had hit her after a dispute, but she hasn't filed charges. Sarah Shelkey is Clark's lawyer. She says he didn't hit the woman and that police body cam footage should shed more light on the incident.
If we don't address the underlying culture in this mindset that the officers have, that if somebody doesn't comply, I can do whatever I want, these events are going to keep happening.
A judge has ordered the district attorney prosecuting the case against Officer Nicholas Hanning to release the footage this month. Evraz Rocky Mountain Steel broke ground on a $500 million renovation today in Pueblo. CPR's Miguel Otarla.
The new mill will be able to manufacture train rails that are four times as long as it currently makes. Those sections will be sold to major railroads such as Union Pacific and BNSF Railway. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar says the modernization will keep the city competitive in the steel market.
If you don't do it in Pueblo, somebody else is going to do it and you'll lose that business. And we didn't want to lose that business that we've had for more than 140 years.
The expansion is expected to employ 300 mill workers. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
I-70 is still closed in both directions through Glenwood Canyon in western Colorado. Crews are cleaning two shallow mudslides due to rain on the Grizzly Creek burn scar. The slides were a few inches of very slick mud. You're listening to CPR News.